Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And also with us is Matt Service from Environmental Office Solutions. Morning, Matt.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, we're happy you're here. You're our partner in our e-cycling event, our third annual e-cycling event, where cars have been streaming in a half an hour early.
Yeah, the people are really coming out to turn in their stuff.
It's great. Happy to see it.
Yeah, so come on down, guys. Bissell Street. Somehow, somebody in the town of East Hartford got a word that we're having an event. So Bissell Street is open.
Yes.
So feel free to come on down the one-way street that the town wants to close for some crazy reason. It is open this morning for our event, and we appreciate that. So come on down, 29 Bissell Street, the Tab Computer Systems world headquarters, as it were. You know, East Hartford, home of Pratt & Whitney and Tab Computer Systems and Environmental Office.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, they're in town.
So, Matt, you're here to help us collect e-waste. What are you looking for in the e-cycling that you're hoping to get today?
Sure. Well, thanks. First, I want to thank you guys for being a great partner in this whole event. It's important to us to always try and do everything we can to extend the life of the various different products that we collect. Mm-hmm. I mean, we started out as a company almost 30 years ago collecting empty print cartridges.
Yeah.
And we do not remanufacture or refill them, but on an average day, we handle somewhere between 30 and 100,000 of them.
So you make them ready to be refilled.
Correct. Jeez. And we sort out the ones that can be recycled and the ones that don't have any value. And then we dispose of those properly and in accordance with various different standards that we have to adhere to. Mm-hmm. On the electronic side, we've been doing this for a while now. And again, the whole idea here is how do we extend the life of the product, have it not become trash or e-waste, and you know, maybe reuse a lot of those precious metals and other resources, so we're not going out and having to dig in the ground and get them and transport them all over the world. So we're looking for laptops, desktops, servers, networking gear, cell phones, laptops. People got a drawer full of old cables that don't work for their phones or their laptops anymore. They can bring those. And we make sure all that material gets reused properly. Nothing goes into a landfill anywhere. And wherever possible, we want to extend the life of those, the useful life of those pieces of equipment. You know, the goal is not to shred them or do something like that. The goal is to, can we take a laptop or a phone or a tablet that's maybe 5 years old that may not meet your needs anymore, but maybe it can end up being properly having the data wiped off of it, tested, all things that we do, and then maybe it can go to someone else that can, you know, use it for another 3, 4, 5 years. You know, obviously not with Windows 10.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, Consumer Reports has a pretty scathing report about this. 400 million systems are going to become junk.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that Windows 11 says you can't, you know, can't operate on it. So you're going to have a plethora of machines coming at you, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of interesting now because we are, you know, we do see the volume ramping up in general.
Yeah.
And I think part of that's just from awareness. People are being a little bit more conscious about it and thinking about it because there's a lot of discussion and so we're happy about it. I mean, again, our goal is always been, you know, the name of the company is Environmental Office Solutions.
Right.
It's like, you know, how do we do the right thing? And that's what we try and do.
And we appreciate you guys coming out. There's been a stream of cars coming in to drop off their e-waste. I mean, it's crazy. So we appreciate you guys coming down, dropping off the e-waste. Ironically, as like with e-cycling of like cans and bottles, right? So the state coffers actually do better when you don't recycle, right?
Right.
So
they get to keep the money.
They get to keep the money, right, ironically. In this case, you're not doing any of that. You guys are coming. This is free. It doesn't cost you anything to come and drop this off. And you guys are going to maybe eke out a living. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, our goal is to provide the service.
Yes.
If at the end of the day, some of the stuff that, you know, we don't envision this as being a profit center for us. This is a public service.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, if what we collect here today, we're, you know, we break even, it doesn't cost us anything to get rid of this stuff. Well, that's good. You know, we make sure if it gets recycled, people bring us a bunch of cables. We were talking about this off air before the show. You know, they'll go to a company that will actually melt off the insulation and they'll recycle the copper. And we get, you know, a few pennies a pound for sending them the cable that then they need to reprocess and do more work on before they get any material out of it.
Yeah, we've heard anecdotally about people actually doing that in their own backyard fire pits. Don't do that, guys.
Yeah,
you shouldn't
don't.
Be melting cables in your backyard fire pits for the copper. So back to the ink cartridges again. So that's how you guys started. You prep them and get them ready. I've seen your operation. It is a crazy thing. And you make them re-ready to be filled. How many do you do?
A lot. I mean, you know, I was just saying, you know, we touch between the good ones and the bad ones, anywhere between a total of ink and toner, probably between 30,000 and 100,000 a day, depending upon what the mix is. The ink side, we're very automated. We do the inspection. So there's two different kinds of ink cartridges. There's what's called a tank, which does not have a print head on it. The print head is actually what puts the ink on the paper.
Yep.
And then we have print head cartridges. The print head cartridges go through a sophisticated camera system that actually does the visual inspection.
Yeah, it's cool.
More accurate than the eye. Yep. And
artificial intelligence before that was a thing.
Yeah, and it learns. Well, it learns by what we put through to understand. And so that does a quality check to them. They go down through a conveyor system. We do a little of air to push them off to the right spot, to sort them into the right location to go into inventory. And we touch a lot of ink cartridges. On the toner cartridge side, it's not as sophisticated from a inspection standpoint, only because we don't use cameras to inspect them, but we use cameras to identify them, and then they get sorted through a series of arms into the right position to then go into inventory and be resold.
It's amazing. Now, you guys are doing this responsibly because you have to adhere to all sorts of environmental regulations in order to even do this, right? You have a lot of hoops you have to jump through to keep this stuff out of our landfills.
Yeah. I mean, we so it's 13 years ago, we got certified to a standard called R2, which is for responsible recycling. Mm-hmm. And embedded within that standard are quality standards like ISO 9001, and then there's a standard 14001 and 45001 that address the environmental aspect as well as health and safety. Mm-hmm. So there's limits. Like the stuff that's getting dropped off here today, we cannot keep more than 10,000 pounds in our building at any one time.
Wow.
So we're
let's
always
fill up the building. Let's go, guys.
Yeah. I'd love to have to ship out by the end of next week. It would be great. And then nothing goes to a landfill. We have to approve. We have to get approval to the standard of wherever we send any material downstream to. And all of them are also certified like us. Mm-hmm. So, and our people that are sending it to us demand that. So this all goes back to that, you know, was on 60 Minutes one time, and they had these people all sitting around a big burning pile of stuff, and, you know, none of the people we get material from want to see an expose where their company name is on the side of some type of device.
That's
so,
a great point.
Yeah. So we don't want that to happen, so we make sure, and it's a process. But we find it very worthwhile, you know, just as part of doing business. Ethically, it's the right thing to do.
Correct.
But, you know, we think that you can do well by doing good, and that's sort of the mantra of the company.
Sounds good, Matt. Well, we're happy you're here. We really appreciate your being here and doing this with us. And please come on down, folks. Wherever you guys are, we're here in the center of the state, East Hartford. Come on down. Get off Governor. No, you can't even get off Governor's Boulevard exit anymore.
Oh. 84.
Put it in your e-ways and figure out how to get here, because everywhere in East Hartford they've made it as difficult as possible. But come on down to the center, right off of Main Street in East Hartford. Bissell Street is open thanks to the town. We appreciate them reopening our street.
Yeah,
and it's easy to drop. You just drive through. Matt's guys are going to take it out of your hands and get it in to be responsibly recycled, so it doesn't end up in a landfill. So Matt Service of Environmental Office Solutions, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to step out for a quick break and get to your technology calls. We're going to be doing that today as well. Feel free to get on the line. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Sarah Samuels, co-host of the Retirement Income Source, heard Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. In retirement, it's all about the income, and that's real income generated from interest and dividends. If your advisor is selling your portfolio shares and writing you a check, that's not income. To learn how to generate retirement income the right way, tune in to the Retirement Income Source Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m.
Retirement Income Source with David Scranton is a paid program.
Hi. I'm Jerry Puya from Between Rounds Bakery Sandwich Cafe. September 29th is National Coffee Day. In celebration, Between Rounds is offering a free 16-ounce coffee, hot or iced, with any purchase. We fresh brew our coffee all day long and offer several flavors daily, such as hazelnut, French vanilla, and don't forget pumpkin, which is always a seasonal favorite. At Between Rounds, we don't use flavor shots in our coffee. While we offer lattes, frozen coffee drinks, and assorted cold brews, this promotion is for the traditionalist who wants a basic 16-ounce hot or iced coffee for free. Between Rounds Bakery Sandwich Cafe in Vernon, Manchester, South Windsor, East Windsor, and Tallinn. We'd love to see you. Visit BetweenRoundsBagels.com for franchise information and to order online.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
From the Carter Mario Injury Lawyer Studios, visit GetCarter.com.
That's GetCarter.com. This is Computer Talk.
It is, and we are going to be here until noon, actually. The show is only going to be till 11, as usual, but we'll be here till noon, taking your electronic waste, thanks to Environmental Office Solutions. And you guys have been great. You guys have been keeping us busy even before the show started. So stop on by, and the folks at Environmental E-Waste will pick up your stuff right out of your car for you. Concierge service.
And if you see the van where we're brought, it's left.
There's a blue arrow pull into the,
Head
it's
left,
like reverse
right.
takeout.
Exactly. That's Joey Burgoyne. Joey Burgoyne's going to be concierging our calls this morning, so feel free to get online too,
866-522-9842 or WTIC if you don't want to go phonetic.
I'm not in the studio anymore, Joey, so you actually, my whole brain just farted on that. So we got calls coming in, Joey. Who's going first?
First, we're
going
to go to Hank up in Enfield. He's looking to convert Windows 10 shortcuts to Windows 11 shortcuts.
Oh, all right, Hank. Let's see what we can do for you. Come on.
Oh, good morning, and thank you for the service. It's really nice of you guys.
It's our pleasure.
I'm 84 years old, and I've got Windows 10 on my computer. And I know that pretty well. And I get this message that tells me I'm eligible for a free upgrade to Windows 11. And I'm just, the question I really have is, I have a whole bunch of shortcuts on my Windows 10. What happens to that when I convert over to 11?
Those should just carry over.
Yeah.
Because that's all embedded in Explorer, which is part of Windows. And you shouldn't really see anything change.
I would agree.
From that.
Nothing has changed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
I mean, other stuff is going to look different, but...
Yeah. My question, is it shortcuts on the desktop or shortcuts on your internet browser?
No, it's on my desktop.
Both should just carry right over.
So it shouldn't be a big deal, Hank.
It'll convert right over?
Yeah, it should. I don't see why not.
I envisioned myself having to write down all of these little shortcut things. I got like about 30 or 35 of them on there.
Yeah, and you shouldn't have to do that.
I was going to write them all down before I did the conversion because I was afraid I was going to lose them all.
Well... backing them up is always a good idea, but I wouldn't recall it a requirement.
No. It'll work. It'll cut over.
Okay. Now, if I do the conversion of 11 and I don't like it, can I go back to 10 somehow?
I think you've got like a week, 7 days.
Don't do it.
But you're not going to want to do it because Windows 10 is going to die in a month.
Right. So if you don't...
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm doing it. Yeah. I've been holding off as long as I could because I have to... I'm 84. I got to learn another operating system.
I know. Just tell yourself you like it.
Okay, I hope everything runs well for me. Is there any cautions I need to do or anything?
Well, like Dennis said, backup is always good because something when it comes to anything like this, something could go wrong. So always make sure you have a backup.
The upgrade process can technically break something.
Yeah.
So sure, you back it up, and then you upgrade.
I have a backup drive that I have. That automatically backs everything up since I've had this computer.
All right.
Do I need to do a Windows backup on the computer also?
Just check the latest backup date on it and just make sure that you have a good backup before you run the upgrade. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, thank you very much for your help. You're really helping me out quite a bit here.
I'd say once you do the Windows 11 install, do another backup.
Yeah.
Great point. Thank you, Joey.
Because you never know. Now that you have Windows 11, you're going to have to install 47 different updates, and one of them might break it again.
Yeah. Joey's on it. Yeah. He's on it. He's on it.
Joey's as geeky as it comes.
Yeah, he's one of us.
I've been branded.
Yeah.
So your suggestion to me is to go and click on that thing that says do the Windows upgrade and just hope for the best, right?
Yep, once you're ready to go, and that's all you should do, and just make sure... You sit back and leave it alone. Let it do its thing.
Thank you very much. You put me at ease.
All right, Ann. Good luck.
Take care. Yeah. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. This Windows upgrade is great. He's able to do it. 400 million computers, though, are not going to be upgradable.
That's true.
So you have an option, though. So you can keep your machine running by paying Microsoft $31 for the pleasure of keeping that machine running another year, and you'll get updates and packs. So if your machine isn't capable of being updated and you still want to keep it and you're not ready to replace it, you can spend $31 and say, Microsoft, please let me run my machine, please. And you can do that. And then if you want to run it a year after that, you're going to double that cost. And if you want a year after that, you're going to redouble that cost. What will eventually happen is your software is going to force you to upgrade to Windows 11. We've already come across that in our client base where some clients want to keep that Windows 10 running, but in January they're going to have to upgrade to Windows 11 because. And then,
yeah,
so,
we've already gotten, at TAB, we've already gotten calls from applications that the users have that are literally telling them that they'll need to upgrade.
Yeah. So even though you wanted to hold it back, you may not be able to. But there are options to deal with that. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock on the show, but noon to pick up your e-waste. Environmental Office Solutions is working hard. We are making them work today.
And they're in the sun.
Eric's over here
rubbing his hands together.
I'm freezing like
the Arctic tundra, and they're over there in the sun, so let's keep them busy.
It's ridiculous. But yeah, it's come on down. They're working hard. We're also broadcasting on the old YouTubes here if you want to check us out, what we're doing, and on Facebook. Plenty of room for you. There's not some big line to deal with. It's in and out. It's faster service than you'd get at McDonald's. I mean, it's quick and easy and simple. So come on by. Bah, 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 bah. We'll help you out with your computer e-waste. We got a couple lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And you're going to be concierged by both Caroline and Joey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have got so, and Mike G's actually
and
here
Mike
in person.
Mike G's in the house.
You can
literally
wait to Mike, our super duper helper that's been helping us for, gosh, almost 25 years at least.
I know, we can virtually wave Carolyn from here.
Yeah, yeah. We appreciate you, Caroline, we do. So stop on by, 29 Bissell Street, East Hartford, TAB World Headquarters. They open the street for us. We appreciate that to collect your e-waste. And again, thanks to Environmental Office Solutions. So stick around for the news. You're on AM radio, but you can also listen to us on 96.5 HD2.
And all the streaming apps.
All the streaming apps, yes. Odyssey, of course, and then you can catch us all anywhere you want to be caught, right? So feel free to...
Yeah, the Odyssey app, the iHeart app, Spotify, you can get the podcast now. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify. I wonder who got that going.
We're there. So
we're everywhere.
You can subscribe to this show and listen to 600 hours of computer talk if you've got nothing else to do. But for today, this morning, we hope you have something to do because we want you to come down and drop off your e-waste. So any kind of e-waste you have, laptops, cell phones, old computers, monitors, printers.
I want someone to stop by with a pager.
at Page.
Wouldn't that be
shout out to anyone who's got an e-pager they want to recycle. That'll be amazing. I'll take a selfie with you.
There you go.
That's worth its weight in platinum.
Stop on by. Environmental Office Solutions is picking it up for you, and it's in and out easy. And thank you to the town of East Hartford for opening up Bissell Street. I still don't even know why you closed it, but that's a whole other issue. Thank you for opening it up and allowing our folks to come down by the world headquarters of Tab Computer Systems, 29 Bissell Street. It's a one-way street. Don't go back the other way. We've had a few cars trying to do that. So feel free to come on down, and we'll take your e-way. So while we're waiting for you guys to come on down, we'll take your call.
Yeah, we got one called Dick over in the home of the Aragone Bridge, Portland. I feel you guys get these calls a lot. Downloading 11 issues.
All right. What's going on, Dick?
All right.
Yes, good morning. Thank you guys for being there.
Sure.
And it sounds like Windows 11 is the theme this morning.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just hope, and I hope that mine isn't one of those 400 million that you're talking about.
Uh-oh. What's happening?
I have an HP desktop 6 years old and trying to upgrade to Windows 11.
Yeah.
When I go to Windows Installation Assistant, I get a error message. Can't create files. Please check if you have permission to write to the installation folder. So after playing around for a while, I figured out that I have to give myself control over all the accounts. So I went to this PC and down through security tabs to user accounts and selected full control for all the accounts.
Yeah.
And that did nothing. I was also getting a an alert that we didn't have all the proper security details connected.
Right.
And so I did an a Windows upgrade and checking for those things, and it comes back, oh, everything's up to date. So
all right.
I'm stuck.
So you did, and your TPM module's turned on your BIOS, right?
Yep.
All right. So are you logged in as the administrator of the machine? Is that happening? Do you know if your account's the admin?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Is there any other accounts on the computer?
No.
All right, then it probably is.
I would think so. It's possible that there's permissions for a specific folder that are not right, and I can tell you what that folder is.
Go for
okay.
it.
Okay.
C:\program files.
I'm sorry. What was the first?
Oh, C colon on
yep.
C drive.
Yep.
/ program files x86 inside parentheses.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then Windows Installation Assistant, all together. The letters are all stacked together.
Yeah.
And what you're going to do is right-click on that, click on Properties, and take a look and see what kind of permissions you have on that directory.
Okay.
Because that's where that upgrader lives. And if it doesn't have permission to do what it needs, then it's going nowhere.
Yeah. And going nowhere means that
it can't,
we're not going to be able to do it.
Right, because it can't create the files that it needs.
Yeah.
But anyway, at any rate, check that out. And if you need to, you might have to take ownership of that directory. And we can post an article about how to do that.
Okay.
Now, I'm not entirely sure that that's your problem, but I'm just seeing a lot of mention of this on the Internet. So,
and because, again, your machine's only 6 years old, you got a TPM, you're probably okay. It does sound like it's this weird permissions issue.
Yeah. The permissions could also be happening because there's a problem with the partition.
Oh,
yeah.
And if that's the case, then what you'd want to do is run a check disk on the computer.
Oh, like an actual problem.
Right.
Yeah.
There's actually a flaw somewhere in the partition.
You can't write the zeros and ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we can post an article about that also, okay?
Okay. And the information you gave me regarding the C:\program x86, is that going to be on your website as well?
Well, that directory won't be mentioned.
Okay.
I'm telling you which one that you're going to look at, but we are going to post an article about taking ownership of a directory.
Okay.
Of a directory, then, not that
right,
directory.
And you're just going to have to handle that particular directory.
Right.
According to the instructions.
Okay.
All right.
We'll give it a try. Thank you very much.
All right. In worst case, you just pay the $31 and let it run for another year.
Okay. Thanks.
You got it, sir.
All right.
We had a caller. They're a little shy.
Yeah.
But Carolyn's got the question. So Carolyn can relay the question through the concierge service.
Yes.
We do it all here at 1080. Yes, this caller, they just want to learn a little bit more about the process of the e-cycling process, if you will, and the security behind it, because they have some computers they want to drop off, but should they remove their information on the hard drives first? How does this all work?
It's a fair question. So my basic recommendation would be to delete everything off your drive just because you should. But the folks over at Environmental Office Solutions will take care of that for you responsibly and securely if you don't do it. But like anything, always take care of your own stuff. Be responsible for your own stuff. So go ahead and format that drive if you're worried about it. And we can put a link as to how to format a hard drive if you're curious. But that would be always my recommendation. But the folks at Environmental Office Solutions will take care of that for you if you don't know how to do that. They're trustworthy folks, and you shouldn't have anything to be worried about in that case. But the process then from there is just driving by and dropping it off, and you have till noon today. So to format a hard drive is pretty quick and easy, and we'll put the link up there as far as some of the commands you can use to format that drive. You can go further, and you can get shredding software that'll overwrite it with zeros and ones. Mrs. Clinton used BleachBit to do that when she was taking care of her email server. So there's technologies out there that'll do electronic shredding of your data, but I don't think you need to worry about that. Just do a simple format.
But Eric, what if I can't make it in today? How else can I recycle my electronics?
Oh, there you go. So, Carolyn, you could actually come down to Environmental Office Solutions, I think, anytime. I don't know for certain, but Matt is not in front of me right now. But they're in East Hartford as well. I'm sure you could call them, and they'd be happy to have you drop off your equipment, I would guess. But I'm not positive. I'm speaking for Matt now. Otherwise, you'd have to wait until next year. Also, though, some towns do e-cycling of equipment as well. So you can also look at your town to see if they're doing e-cycling events. All right, Carolyn, do you think I covered that for her?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You know, it was interesting, though, because, I mean, we've been talking, I think it's been the topic of your show now for 5 years, probably the heaviest topic, is the whole Windows 11 switchover.
Yeah.
Windows 10 came out in 2015.
Yes, yep. 10-year-old system.
How many people are driving 10-year-old cars still?
I know.
But, like, everyone's panicking about updating their computer, which I get. I understand. It is a vague topic that not everyone's using, but it's just, I don't know. You got your money's worth out of it, I feel, if you had it 9 years.
Well, see, yeah, Joe, you're right. But for most businesses, if your machine, if you've got 100 people running Windows 10, that's a big upgrade.
It is.
So you're not wrong in theory, but we would like to have systems last longer.
Yeah.
And so this forced upgrade is just a constant, you know, forced obsolescence that happens in the industry. And people are cranky about it. You know, you got a dental office that's putting in crowns all day. They don't care if their systems are Windows 10 or Windows 11. Right, but they're not going to be HIPAA compliant if they don't go to Windows 11, or they don't pay the money for the license to stay Windows 10.
So this would be—I'd be very curious. You know, you talk about this a lot—the whole market and the free enterprise and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where someone Chrome tried Google Chrome, and like even they have an expiration date now, end of life.
Yeah.
For a second, a third, or fourth party OS to start emerging, being like, we will offer a lifetime. But can you even do that?
No, probably not. You're always going to have that.
Because the hardware changes, everything changes.
It does. It is a necessary evil, Joe, you're right. But, you know, the key is there's so many machines, 400 million of them, that would run it fine if they just allowed them to.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not allowing to for all sorts of reasons. So, yeah, I mean, Google and Android are going to be coming together with their own operating system, which I'm looking forward to. Because Chrome is doing that really short period of time where your Chromebook is just going to become a paperweight.
Yeah.
So they all do it, Joey. And we're all victims of it. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock on the air live, but we're collecting e-waste till noon. The folks in Environmental Office Solutions will take your e-waste off your hands and responsibly recycle it. Your laptops, your printers, your computers, your cell phones, they'll take care of it for you. They'll either repurpose them or they will responsibly recycle them. And if you have empty ink cartridges, they have this weird thing about them, man. They just love empty ink cartridges. And they'll take them off your hands and they will make sure they can be reused and refilled. So stop on by 29 Bissell Street. It's an easy, sort of easy way to get here to our TAB Computer Systems World Headquarters here in East Hartford. Stop on by between now and noon and we'll take your stuff. We're going to step up for a quick break. Get more of your calls. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll be right back. Yes, it does. We're here till 11 o'clock on the air, but feel free to come by till noon to drop off your e-waste. You've been here early at 8:30. You were showing up dropping off your e-waste, so we do appreciate that. We'll take your laptops, your cell phones, your old electronic junk for free, and you can get rid of it responsibly right here on 29 Bissell Street in East Hartford, Connecticut. And we're going to get to your calls, but I do want to bring up a story that I saw yesterday that I was kind of excited about. So I've been talking about this even before even Dennis was on the program, whereas H-1B visa abuse. So basically, our industry, our IT industry, has been, I think, damaged by H-1B visa abuse by large corporations who were able to get in foreign workers, which is fine, no problem with that, but at a discount to American workers. And we had stories of whole seminars that were being taught, like I remember it was like Pennsylvania, I think, where this guy was teaching companies how to get around the H-1B visa rules by actually posting jobs in like newspapers that nobody would see when we used to use newspapers to find jobs.
Dennis. Right.
And they had whole seminars as to how to get around this so that you could then claim that you couldn't find any workers and then go ahead and get your H-1B visa person. Of course, that person would be an indentured slave to that company because you could only work for the company that was going to put you in wherever they're going to put you. So
right.
You had that issue too.
They're sponsoring the visa. So if they pull that sponsorship, they've got to.
They're gone.
go.
Yeah. So I've been contending for a long time that we're sending our kids to these great colleges to get these computer science degrees, and then we're usurping their ability to get jobs with these H-1B visa folks that are coming in at less cost. So the president is going to have a program where he's going to charge a $100,000 fee if you want to have an H-1B visa for that applicant. Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Because now they're going to have to go to American IT workers. what an idea. Now, our whole industry has been decimated because American IT workers have already been supplanted by so many H-1B visa workers.
Right.
So in this case, I'm very much for this. Now, $100,000 seems a little steep.
But it's enough money to have to pay for the visa
that
makes it worth it for them to hire an American locally, because it would be less money.
Right. And then, of course, our local American IT workers would have jobs again. And they would say, oh, geez, instead of having my computer science degree and I'm scooping ice cream or whatever it might be, I'm actually working in the IT field. So I really very much applaud this. I've always said this is a problem in our industry, and we don't have enough IT workers. In the same way manufacturers can't find machinists or can't find tool workers, same problem in IT. We can't find people because they are not in the positions, because for the past 20 years, this H-1B visa program has been, I contend, decimating the job market. So I applaud it. We'll put the link up there for you. You can read it. It's many, many, many sources have it. Maybe we'll see our workforce actually improve and not have to go to the third world for folks that are right here in America. So, Joey, who's on the line?
The next one we have is over up in Summers, beautiful corner of the state. Yep. Art. Trying to go from 10 to 11 again.
All right, okay. Art. What can we do for you?
Good morning, gents. Back in February of 2021, I bought myself a new HP laptop. And on the cover, it says it's got an Intel Core i5. I guess that's a processor or something. I'm as dumb as I look, so I don't know what I'm doing here, but I get the machine, it's working just fine. I've got no problems. Life is great.
Yes.
But then about a year ago, it says I should upgrade from Windows 10 to Windows 11. And listen to you guys, I think I have to do this by October. So
October 14th.
We're getting down to the deadline.
Yes.
And I'm calling to say, what am I getting myself into? How do I do this?
Well, what you're getting yourself into is just an upgrade migration, and if your machine's young enough, it'll happen. So no big deal.
Do I assume that because I got the notice from Windows, I could go to Windows 11? They wanted to do this like 6 months ago, then I'm all set.
Oh,
or is
if
it,
it's already in there, yeah.
Generally,
it should work.
Work.
I know.
Air quotes.
It
should work. It is ironic with Microsoft. They say, oh, yeah, you can go, and then you're halfway through, and it's like, oh,
and it
no.
says, oh, no, yeah. There's something wrong here.
Yeah, so maybe, probably, we'll say probably. And you're not going to see too much difference in how your machine works. They just took the start button and moved it from the left to the middle.
Oh, and they also made it so that you can't move the taskbar to the left, right, or the top.
Right.
It's anchored to the bottom of the screen, no matter what you want.
Right, and otherwise, you know, you should operate very similar to your Windows 10. You won't really notice that much of a difference. So you should do it. Do the upgrade. If you can do it, it's free. And that way you'll get the security updates. They'll continue to send those. They'll continue to send the Windows Defender updates, and you'll get feature updates, too. So
it sounds like what you guys are talking about is part two. I'm talking about part one. How do I get that upgrade? Do I just Google how do I upgrade from Windows 10 to Windows 11, and I'm going to find some kind of a link? I'm going to click
Google
on that.
Don't Google it.
It's gonna go.
We're going to post an article about it, okay?
Yeah, we'll put a link for
you. The one I'm looking at right now is from PC Magazine. It'll give you all the guidance you need.
We'll give you a step-by-step.
Yep.
And then, I follow that step-by-step. I click on that whatever to get it going and all. How long does it take? Does it take like 2 or 3 weeks, or what's it going to be?
That's a great question.
That's an excellent question. I would assume an hour.
Mm-hmm.
One hour.
And possibly two.
Yeah, you just never know based on the performance of your computer.
Yeah, if the computer happens to be a little bit sluggish, or if you've got a spinny drive instead of an SSD, which I don't think is the case in a 2021 computer.
Yeah, probably not.
Then it can take a little longer than that. But I would assume an hour, maybe two.
Yeah.
And would I do this Monday through Friday during the week, or do I have to do this like Sunday night after hours? Or
great question. When do you want to get something done with your computer? When you have time to not get anything done with it and have it upgrade is really the only answer there.
Yeah. So something, just pick maybe some night I do it before I go to bed, put it on, get up the next morning. And
that is a really good idea. Yeah. You know, fire up the conversion, go to sleep, let it run, and then you don't even care how long it takes.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it should be back to Windows 11 in the morning.
Yeah.
Right.
That should work. That's all good plan. You know, we'll give you the instructions. Don't be afraid of it. If your machine's capable, just go forward and do it.
You guys are the best. I hope I'm not calling you back next week to ask you what happened, you know?
All right. We are too.
Hey, we are here if something happens.
And you'll get fancy new wallpaper.
Yes. Get fancy new wallpaper. Right. Whether you want it or not, Joey. Yeah, hope that helps you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. So we are still here. We're going to be here till noon collecting your e-waste. So feel free to stop on by. It's free, number one. We're generally easy to get to right off of Main Street in East Hartford, right at the mural. There's a mural on the wall there.
It says, welcome to East Hartford.
It says, welcome, despite the Jersey barrier that was there. it says, welcome. The Jersey barrier has been removed to further welcome you down Bissell Street. And we will collect your e-waste for free and responsibly recycle it. So laptops, PCs, printers, ink cartridges, monitors, whatever.
Come on, pager. I want a pager.
And Joey wants to see an old 1980s pager.
And I would love to see a rotary telephone.
Yeah, Matt, I'm sure Matt Service of the Environmental Office
I don't
would
know
not
if they
want
take
to see
those
that.
Well.
But you can bring it. We'll take care of it for you for free. It's our third annual e-cycling event right here at the Tab Computer Systems World Headquarters, 29 Bissell Street in East Hartford, Connecticut. We're sitting in the shade freezing, but the actual e-cycling is in the sun. So stop on by, and we'll do our best to responsibly recycle your e-waste. And we're going to go get to the news, and then get back to your calls. This is Computer Talk, and we'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.